Polak, no Democrat wants to be the moderate. Yet. By Joel B. Polak on April 23, 2019. CNN's Town Hall Monday evening in Manchester, New Hampshire, reinforced a trend that has been visible throughout the Democratic presidential primary race in 2020 thus far. No Democrat wants to be perceived as a moderate option. Instead, every single candidate is running to the extreme left. Socialist Senator Bernie Sanders, IVT, the pioneer of the Medicare for All idea, was always there. But he added an element of crazy when he suggested that even a Boston Marathon bomber should be allowed to vote from prison. He set himself up for a perfect rebuke from Senator Kamala Harris, DCA, and she passed, "We should have that conversation," the former California Attorney General said. Harris also reiterated her support for Sanders's Medicare for All policy, even after being reminded, by CNN host Don Lemon, of all people, that it meant eliminating private health insurance, including employer-based insurance. She also said that Congress should begin the process of impeaching President Donald Trump, even though he was cleared of collusion and the Department of Justice decided there was no factual basis for obstruction of justice charges. South Bend, Indiana, Mayor Pete Buttigieg once looked like he might offer a reasonable alternative, until he started talking reparations with racist anti-Semite kingmaker Al Sharpton and picking a fight over Mike Pence's Christianity. There is a massive gap in the Democratic primary race in the center-left, the non-crazy wing of the Democratic Party. But no one seems to be exploiting it, not even former Vice President Joe Biden, who still cannot decide when and where to launch his nascent presidential campaign. Earlier this month, Biden bemoaned the fact that progressive had come to mean socialist. The party's voters, he said, were not so far left. But he still rejected the label moderate. There are three reasons no Democrat seems willing to run to the center. One is that they fear the party's activists, who control the primary process and use social media to punish dissent. Sharpton and radicals like Democratic Socialist Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, DNY, have seized control of the agenda. A second reason is that no one wants to play the spoiler, the role that former Ohio Governor John Kasich, among others, tries to play in internal Republican debates. Senator Mitt Romney, RUT, seems to be auditioning for the role in 2020. But a third reason may simply be that the Democratic candidates lack the talent, or the will, to represent a broader set of ideas. They faint in that direction, on occasion, such as Harris claiming she owns a gun, or Bernie talking about the need for border enforcement. At least, not yet. Joel B. Polak is senior editor-at-large at Breitbart News. He is a winner of the 2018 Robert Novak Journalism Alumni Fellowship. He is also the co-author of How Trump Won, The Inside Story of a Revolution, which is available from Regnery. Follow him on Twitter at @JoelPolak.